CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Let me get your view.
Yes.
What do you think when you go down to the beach and you see girls sunbathing topless? What's your view?
This happened to me in Byron Bay. I went down with Jamie, my fiance.
Oh, is this recently?
This is recently, yeah. Just this week. Jamie points them out.
Does she?
Yeah, I thought she'd be like, don't look over there. That girl's got her boobs out. She goes,
there's one.
She goes,
there's
oh,
one.
She goes, that girl's got her boobs out.
You don't
and
see.
Then what am I meant to do? Go, oh, I don't see it.
I think that gives you, like...
the right?
The okay to have a look.
The okay.
But I don't see it that often anymore.
I don't mind it.
If they want to do it, go for it.
Who am I to stop girls from...
Of course you do. You're a guy. What am I talking
who
about?
Who am I to tell them what to do? Feel free.
Apparently, people are starting to get fines for the sunbathing topless. And it's an old legislation that was brought in years ago, back in the day when females couldn't even wear, you know, a bikini, a two-piece down to the beach.
So is it a law that hasn't been changed? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And some people are starting to enforce it in New South Wales, in Sydney beaches and right here on the Central Coast.
Well, see, the thing with Bondi and whatnot, you'd get a lot of travellers, backpackers,
yep.
And for
Europeans.
Them over there, apparently when you go over there, it's just a free-for-all. It's just boobs on the beach
it's just
everywhere.
It's a normal thing.
Exactly. So they'd come here and just go, oh, who cares?
Why not? And then they get fined with $1,000.
No way.
It's a $1,000 fine. If you go fully topless, you can face a $1,000 fine if someone wants to give you that fine.
Is it because there's kids and stuff on the beach and they're worried about that kind of thing? Is that why they're keeping the rule around?
I think it's an old rule.
There's nudist beaches that you can go to.
There's
so
one
that's
right
okay.
here on the Central Coast
yeah,
that
which
I
we should go to.
Accidentally went to.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to go there, trust me. I'm going to share a story with you right now.
Yeah.
About my mum's twin sister.
Oh, did she go topless?
Auntie Julie.
I bet she did.
She'll kill me if she finds out about this.
Mama Di's sister.
Yeah. So this is back in the day when Mama Di and Auntie Julie were younger, so they're about my age.
Hey, you don't have to put that in there. Julie would do it now. It doesn't matter.
True.
It doesn't matter.
But this is from back in the day.
Yeah.
Right? And my Auntie Julie was with Mum on the beach and she goes, oh, I think I'm going to start some baking topless.
Yeah.
You know, you should do it with me while we're down here. Mum's like, no thanks. Anyway, there's Julie and she's decided to get her top off and she's sunbaking and living it up. Mum says there was a point, she did it for a couple of weeks, and she goes, there was a point where Julie will never sunbake topless after this kid walked past with their parents and they overheard this kid go, Mum, is that a man or a woman?
Oh.
Because Julie's got itty bitties.
Oh, brutal.
Dead set. True story.
Oh.
And Auntie Julie, you know her, she's a loose unit.
Got up and decked the kid.
She's never sunbaked topless again because she's tiny. She's like a size 6. She's got nothing up top. Nothing.
She would have ran down the beach with her boobs out, chasing that kid down. Just
didn't even need a sports bra, they're so tiny.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
I've got a friend who's been given an ultimatum.
Yes.
You know Jack the Rashy Wearer, Jack Colreavy, F-45. No, not Jack.
I was going to say not Rashy Wearing, Jack.
Not Jack Colreavy from F-45 Gossip. But no, he's one of his mates who I met on the holidays. He said to me, you know, he lives in Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
He's really into his girlfriend. But the girlfriend has laid down the law and said, if you don't propose to me by the end of the year, it is over.
She sounds really laid back.
Yeah, just a
she sounds really easygoing, you know?
What's your take? I mean, I'm sort of getting a vibe on what your take is.
I don't like it at all. I think if you're in a relationship like that and there's someone that's pressuring someone else, then probably no. Probably not. You probably shouldn't be in that relationship.
On the flip side of that, what about our friend Ange, who went out with someone for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
sort of was trying to put her foot down about the engagement thing happening and it just never happened, and then the relationship went on for 8 years? And then just sort of ended miserably.
Yeah, that is very true. Different situation. I think there's all different situations. How long have they been dating for?
I would say a couple of years at most. I think they're on to their second year.
And how old are they, do you know?
Mid-20s. So still young.
Okay, so it's not like they're 35 she's probably wanting to have kids, because I'd get that then.
But they live in Canberra, they live together, and you know Canberra, nothing happens there. So you've got to spark a bit of something. You've got to get something happening, so you might as well get going with the engagement, the kids and the marriage, I guess.
I don't like it at all.
Well, it turns out Adam in Narara has been in a similar situation on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, mate. So what was your situation with this, the ultimatum?
My ex, before my wife now, gave me an ultimatum that we had to, pretty much propose the same as what your friend has.
Yep.
And it was kind of a rocky relationship anyway, so we were together for maybe about 6 years.
And so
we ended up breaking up. Yeah, ended up breaking up pretty much a couple of days after she gave the ultimatum.
Wow. So, and how did the breakup go down? You did the breaking up?
Yeah.
I can just picture Adam. He gets down on one knee and he goes, "Babe, it's over." And then runs.
And then pulls the finger at her and runs.
There was a little velvet box, but it didn't have a ring in it. It just had a little letter saying bye.
Bye.
Adam, I hope that's a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that's all right then.
He goes, I sent her a text. It was fine.
That's the story he's been telling all his mates. He's been telling all his mates that story for years.
I love it, Adam.
He should have done that. All right, thanks for the call, Adam. Going to give him the hamper to the cinema under the stars. So that's coming his way. But
I think it's kind of a word of warning, maybe.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I just wonder when it gets close to the end of the year and he hasn't done it yet, because I said, well, you're going to do it? And he said, don't know. I'm still saying he's got to think about it. So it gets towards the end of the year, it'll get a bit sort of tense.
My life's heading in that direction, so I'm just going to start asking any random.
No, you don't even need an ultimatum.
I'll just give any guy an ultimatum.
Just offers.
Like,
offers.
You, me, married. And he goes, who are you?
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
The Aussie Open name guessing game.
Good name for it.
I just came up with it.
That's good. No,
I literally just came up with that.
Who needs brainstorming when run with the fly? We've had people pick teams this morning, and I believe Gail called through first and picked your team, Bree.
Oh, thanks,
morning,
Gail.
Gail.
Good morning.
Didn't want to go on my team.
I did warn you that I am a loser.
This time, I think Bree's ready to kick some Gaunzy butt.
I'm due. I'm definitely
due. So you think
due.
She can go back to back because she did win yesterday? All right, well, that means, Lee, you got stuck on my team, okay?
Yeah. Not a problem.
Lee's pumped.
Poor Lee.
All right, so here's how the game works. Tennis players playing in the Australian Open.
These are their real names.
No one knows how to say their names. Whoever can guess closest to the name wins, judged by our producer H.
You are the chair umpire, producer H.
All right. Okay. First serve goes to you.
First serve. Is it the top name?
It's the top name, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say Barbara Strykova.
Barbara Strykova.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay, I'm going to go Barbora Strykova.
Okay.
Barbora Strykova. That doesn't even sound like a name.
All right, let's see. Let's hear the audio. Yeah.
Barbara Strykova.
I feel like I at least had one name right.
I feel like you're right. Don't even need to hear from Rach. 15 love.
Yes.
Points to you.
All right.
Name number two.
All right, give it a whirl. Oh, my Lord.
These are harder today, I
What is that? Rachel. Is that a real person?
Yes.
Agnieszka Radna... Oh, I can't even get it out. How do the commentators do this? Agnieszka Radnova.
Okay.
Agnieszka Radnova.
Okay. I'm going to say Agnieszka Radwanska.
Good guess. I feel on the first name. Say it again.
Agnieszka Radwanska.
Agnieszka Radwanska.
I think I'm closer.
What did you say?
I said Agnieszka Radwanska.
No, you didn't. You're just replaying the...
Well, your call, Rach. Your call.
The only reason I'm going to give that to Bree is because you both stuffed up the first name, but she was closer on the second name.
I'd love to hear the tape back on that, a bit of eagle eye on that.
You should do the replay on that later. I think you will realise.
Will I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you were hoping.
Oh, I'm going to pull a curiosity here in a minute.
Where's your racket?
All right, let's go this one. Philip. So if you get this one, you win.
Yes. So is it my turn?
Yes. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Philip. Kohlschreiber.
Philip Kohlschreiber.
Kohlschreiber.
I'm going to go...
Philip Kohlschreiber.
Well, Philip's easy. Unless it's Felipe. I'm going to go Felipe. Felipe Kohlschreiber. Felipe Kohlschreiber.
Okay.
Felipe.
Philip
Kohlschreiber. Yes! Gail.
Yay.
Thanks for backing me in, Gail.
Sweet this morning.
Ooh. Yep.
Oh, it feels good.
I knew you could do it. I knew you could do it, Bree.
I love you, Gail.
Love you, Bree.
Sorry, Lee.
Oh, good. You got it tomorrow.
Lee's ditched me. She's burnt me. Oh, Lee's gone. All right. That's, yeah, good stuff. Nah, good stuff. We're never playing that again.
I love it.
You've rounded up some audio, I believe.
You did want to go to the video ref. You wanted to go to Hawkeye.
If we were playing a game, I think I caught it Eagle Eye, didn't I? I was thinking of Eagle Eye Cherry.
Oh, yeah.
Save tonight.
Yep.
But so if we were playing a game of tennis and the ball is borderline, whether it's in or out, I would have called Hawkeye on this.
To check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For our tennis, guess that tennis player's name game.
Where we get a random name from the Aussie Open. They're playing at the Aussie Open. And then you and I try and pronounce the name.
Extremely hard to say these names.
All right.
Next to impossible.
Let's go back to the Hawkeye.
Okay.
We've rounded it up.
This is the replay.
Replay.
Interesting.
Agnieszka Radnova.
Agnieszka Radwanska.
Agnieszka Radwanska.
Agnieszka Radnaskova.
Yours wasn't even the same. The second one was you saying it, having another go as to what you thought you said the first time.
Pretty close, if you ask me. Was yours that much closer than mine? Was yours that much
my
closer?
My last name, the last name I said, was spot on her last name. And yours wasn't even close.
If I played tennis, I'd still argue with Hawkeye.
You'd be like, no.
But like, it's the technology.
It could be out a little bit.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're loving the Central Coast.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this setup shop here.
Okay.
I've been recently thinking about maybe getting into the house market here on the Central Coast.
Well, you had a house in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. That I owned with my parents.
Are you a quarter owner in that?
Yes.
So would you get rid of that or are you going to keep that?
Well, I'd have to because I'm by myself. So to be honest, it's very difficult. And anyone who's by themselves would know how hard it is to buy a house on your own.
So if you buy a house here on the Central Coast, you're not going to be buying in with your mum and dad.
No,
it's purely you.
It'll be me.
Can you do that?
Well,
I don't think I could do that.
You wait. I thought I'd do some research into if I can actually do that, if it's feasible for me to do that, which it's starting to look like it's a big no.
It's tough.
It is very tough.
Unless you have some sort of deposit. But if you sold your other quarter of the house in Brisbane,
I probably would have that.
Deposit.
Yeah,
that's a start.
I probably would have that deposit. But I decided I'd do some research, start looking at a few properties on the Central Coast. And I went onto those websites and, yeah, how you can put in suburbs that you like and then you can put in what type of place.
Oh, I can imagine.
And then your price range.
You sit down, Terrigal. Yes, that would be very nice for me.
I started out big and let's just say it dwindled down to a 2-bedroom apartment unit. I'm shooting for the stars for a house here. Like it is
in Terrigal.
No, not in Terrigal.
Not in Terrigal.
But in surrounding areas, I've really widened house range.
I hear Budgie Woy's great.
I'm looking from anywhere, Womberal, Foresters Beach, Kingcumber.
Great spots.
Yeah, awesome spots.
Really nice spots.
Starting to realise it's not going to happen.
No.
Just not going to happen. Slowly my search would change and it would get less and less.
You're renting a toilet block in...
Pretty much. Anyway, I came across... I've been looking for a few weeks and I came across this place the other night. I thought, this is in my price range. It's a 2-bedroom, new, spacious.
Only 6 people have been murdered there.
No. And I was like, I can't believe I found it. I was like, I need to book in an inspection for
How
this
excited
place.
Do you get?
I was really excited. Anyway,
super excited.
Until I read this. Retire in style at the amazing Meadowlands over 65 plus retirement village with all the facilities you could ever dream of.
Yeah. What have they got?
Oh, there's a pool.
Yes. Water aerobics.
There's
with all
a gym.
With all the ducks.
There's a movie theatre.
Yeah,
that only show black and white films.
This all sounds top notch. Doesn't sound bad to me.
I then thought to myself, this is how dire straight I'm getting because it's in a good area.
Could you do it?
I thought to myself, could I somehow pass as a 65-year-old?
Do you have to be of a certain age to buy in there?
That's what I thought. And then I thought, could I date a 65-year-old and put his name on the place so I could live in this place.
A sugar daddy.
A sugar daddy.
Go down the sugar daddy road.
I mean,
road.
You know what? I then thought, I'm pretty much a 65-year-old anyway.
Okay.
I'm really into vacuums and vacuuming. I do get excited about vacuums.
Yes.
I do love to sit down. That's one of my favourite hobbies.
And how good's dinner at 4:30 in the afternoon?
And I already eat dinner at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Move right on in.
I'm done.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, we don't usually talk about anything too serious on the show, but this terrified me when I read this morning. Did you see this article about...
I'm just having a look now.
Oh.
The iPhone.
It's an iPhone. Well, it's not an iPhone. It's a handgun that looks like an iPhone.
So it looks exactly like an iPhone, but what you can do on the case, or what looks like the case,
mm-hmm.
is pull it down and it turns into a handle.
It turns into a 380 caliber handgun. So that's what it turns into, a 9mm double barrel handgun.
I don't know my handguns, but that sounds pretty strong. Is that strong?
That's a pretty big bullet
yeah.
going through that. And I've read a little bit into it. It's from a company in Minnesota, and they're called Ideal Concepts, and they've received over 12,000 pre-orders for this iPhone handgun.
In the States.
In the States. That's crazy, isn't it?
It's pretty cheap too, about $520 Australian dollars, which is cheaper than an actual iPhone.
Yeah, so it's a lot cheaper. It's like half the price of an actual iPhone.
What's the idea behind this? Is it just so you can get around with a gun and no one actually knows that you've got a gun? Is that what they're trying to go for here with the iPhone gun?
Well, the company have put this statement on the Facebook page, and it says, smartphones are everywhere, so your new pistol will easily blend in with today's environment. God. That's terrifying.
So guns are getting with the times
yeah,
in 2017.
Yeah, in its locked position, it will be virtually undetectable because it hides in plain sight.
Now, see, I couldn't trust myself with this because when I run out the door last minute and I'm running around and I'm looking for my phone and I can't find it, you know,
what if you drop it? I always drop my phone.
Well, what if I've got let's say I've got the iPhone and I've got the eye gun
mm-hmm.
and I'm running real quick and I grab the gun thinking it's the phone. And
well,
I
that can happen too. A kid.
I get it out to text my dad and then bang,
see,
shoot myself.
I just thought about that. A kid who always plays on the phones.
Yeah.
What if he grabs it? What if they grab it? That's terrifying, isn't it?
And all they want to do is play a little bit of Snake. You know, and they just...
Snake is not on phones anymore.
Well,
in the early 2000s? Who are you?
Oh, sorry, all right. Let me rephrase that for 2017. Pokemon Go.
Wait, let me just get out my 3310 and I'll text you back.
Now, that was a rock-solid phone. You could use that as a gun. It wasn't even a gun.
You just throw it at people.
And they get knocked out.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We've just been keeping one eye on the TV this morning. Obama's made his last speech as president. Press conference.
Day. Yeah, last speech as president. In the next 48 hours, Donald Trump will become the official president of the United States.
In 48 hours, Obama will just be sitting on the beach in Hawaii, just sipping on a coconut, loving life.
Sipping on a coconut and drinking all up.
Oh, you'd be done after 8 years, wouldn't you, as president? We're just talking about that.
It is a long time, 8 years of your life. They showed a picture of what his family looked like when he...
First started?
Yeah, first started.
8 years ago?
And his girls are really young.
Has being president aged Obama, looking back at that picture? Because it must be a stressful job.
I think he still looks pretty good.
You know, I get stressed talking for 3 hours a morning. I can't imagine what it would be like.
I've got grey hairs from this job. That's no lie.
What it would be like for him waking up and going, oh, that's right, I'm president.
Oh, I just don't feel like
people
it today.
People don't like me. I've got to convince them to
I'm
like
call
me.
I'm going to call in sick. Yellow. Obama calling in sick.
Calls himself because he's the boss. he did talk about in his press conference, we got some audio from it here to play for you. He talked about his interactions over the last couple of weeks with Donald Trump.
Well, I won't go into details of my conversations with President-elect Trump. At times they've been fairly lengthy, and I have offered my best advice, counsel, about certain issues, both foreign and domestic. I can tell you that, and this is something I have told him, that this is a job of such magnitude that you can't do it by yourself. You are enormously reliant on a team.
I love the hidden message in that.
I feel like he's like, I'm not saying anything. If you don't have anything nice to say, Gaunzi, don't say anything at all.
I feel like the hidden message is listen to others, Donald. Don't do it all yourself, mate.
Well, there is a lot of people behind the scenes, isn't there?
Yeah, and what he's saying is don't make all these rash, bizarre decisions that you've been claiming.
Mm.
Speaking of what he is going to be doing in 2017, now this is an interesting one. I haven't heard this particular grab yet, but this is what he plans to do this year after being president.
I want to do some writing. I want to be quiet a little bit and not hear myself talk so darn much. I want to spend precious time with my girls. So those are my priorities this year.
Sounds like a great year.
I loved if he came on and said, I want to learn how to surf, start a cabaret show.
That would have been good.
You know, I want to get ripped for stereo.
Ripped for stereo.
I want to bulk.
Before he goes out to do the press conference,
are you sure you want to put...
Well, bulking for stereo?
You want to shred for stereo? It is very Ed Sheeran of him just to take a whole year off and not do much, isn't it?
Very Ed Sheeran.
I'm just trying to find the grab here of...
Because he just wrapped up the speech, right? It just finished.
Yeah, so we just wrapped up the speech here. And this, okay, so I've got it here. This is
I'd love to hear how he wrapped up the speech, his last ever speech in the White House.
This is it, his last words.
I believe in this country. I believe in the American people. I believe that people are more good than bad. I believe tragic things happen. I think there's evil in the world. But I think that at the end of the day, if we work hard, and if we're true to those things in us that feel true and feel right, that the world gets a little better each time. That's what this presidency is trying to be about. And I see that in the young people I've worked with. I couldn't be prouder of them. And so this is not just a matter of no drama Obama. This is what I really believe. It is true that behind closed doors, I curse more than I do publicly. And sometimes I get mad and frustrated like everybody else does. But at my core, I think we're going to be okay. We just have to fight for it. We have to work for it and not take it for granted. And I know that you will help us do that. Thank you very much, Press Corps. Good luck.
And that's it.
I miss him already.
Well, goosebumps listening to that.
It's like when one of your siblings is dating a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you really love them. Yeah. You're like, I hope they become a part of our family. And they break up with them and start dating some other
Donald Trump-looking guy. I know.
Hey, can we just do a standing ovation in here and just give him a round of applause in our small part of the world right here on the Central Coast.
We love you.
We clap him out, President Obama. And as we get on to more important issues of the day,
Birthday Banger.
Birthday Banger is next. Here at C, number one song on your 16th birthday, 13, 12, 16. We're going to hook you up with a prize if we play a song. And also, can I say thanks to our super producer, Rach, for rounding up those grabs too. He's been listening to that on the fly and getting the good stuff.
Writing down the times. That's impressive, Rach.
Nice work, Rach.
You're welcome,
very well done.
Guys.
Well done. Any last words you'd like to leave us with, Obama style?
Drop the mic.
Because I actually might actually cry. Oh, I'm so, I don't want him to go.
Because Rach had to sit there and listen to the whole thing.
Just think, Rach. Don't worry about it. Trump's coming up.
Yeah, hey?
Get up with Free and Jaunzy.
CFM.
It's Amy Shark with The Door here at CFM with Bree and Gaundy. And great news, Bree. She joins us right now. Amy Shark.
Morning.
Here to see. Morning, Ames.
Good morning, guys.
2016, was that just the greatest year you've ever had?
It's been pretty insane.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
So
definitely a highlight year.
With the song, I mean, it's still going strong, number 27 on the iTunes charts. What do we need to do to get this thing to number one, Amy?
I've no idea. Like, I don't really look at the charts at all. So,
never.
I'm not. Yeah. Well,
never,
I get.
Never.
No, I didn't
sneaky.
Even know what to look up. I get sent it a lot from friends, which is nice. But
it's good to see an Aussie artist doing so well. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, it's been an incredible journey so far. So,
it is interesting to see. And I mean, I guess, is your background a lot of just posting things online and going from there? Because you've done it without a label and I'm reading here, of course, but no label, agent or manager to start with.
Yeah, it was really quite organic. And I usually hate that word because it just sounds dicky, but it was a real organic sort of growth.
Are you from Byron?
I just got...
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
Oh, it's vegan. It's a vegan song.
Good. Yeah,
it's vegan. Oh, stop it. Okay. Can I rephrase that?
No, it's good.
No, we love it. Organic.
So, yeah, organic.
Do you remember where you were this time last year?
Yeah.
How's this year different to this time last year?
Well, like very, very different. I was working like 9 to 5.
Doing just what? What was your job?
Yeah, what were you doing?
So I worked for a football club, the Gold Coast Titans.
Hey, and,
the Titans.
Yeah, they're my team. And
Jared Hayne.
Yeah, the plane.
The Hayne plane.
What a weapon.
Oh, isn't he? Yeah, so I was doing a lot of video content. So I love, like, shooting, you know, vision and editing it together. So I sort of was their content manager, would come up with different weird, quirky things for the players to do and then put it together. And so that was sort of my job. And I really liked it. Like, I wasn't really going home and being like, I need my music to break, you know, like I was sort of really quite content with life. And I think that's really important, just to have a good balance and not want to be a musician for wrong reasons. So, yeah. And then I just felt like it was weird. It was just like my time. Everything just started happening really, really quickly.
Organically again.
Organically. Like a real vegan sort of
She wasn't vibe. Even trying. Really. In day-to-day life, Amy, what's the biggest thing that's changed for you since Door?
Just probably everything.
Do you order the filet mignon instead of the rump now? Or
yeah, well, I'll
do you buy cashews at the supermarket?
Yeah, anything organically grown.
You're all about it.
You can afford it now because that is expensive.
I tell you what, like everyone is so like that, and I'm not. I'm the worst eater going around. So no, but I have a really fun sort of year ahead. Like just by not having to work 9 to 5 and doing, like, I was in the studio for the last 2 days, and that's just what I'm addicted to that, so I get to do what I love.
So you've traded the desk for a studio.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, well, we're excited to see what happens in 2017. We can't wait to hear more from you. And if Bree's advice to me this morning is anything to go by, Bree said to me just before the interview, she looked at me and she said,
"What'd I say?"
You said to me, you went, looked me in the eye and you went, "They're pegging her to be the next big thing."
Oh,
don't
God.
Don't say that.
Did you not say that?
I did say that, but now I just look dicky, as Amy would say.
Kind of a big deal, guys.
People, they're going to know her. They're going to know who she is. She's going to have leather-bound books.
Oh, stop it.
Good on ya. Enjoy 2017. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks heaps, guys. Appreciate it.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
CFM.